Well, with an update on local and regional news from the WLRN studios now at the Miami Herald is Phil Latzman. Good morning.
And good morning, Wanda. It is all about the election. And now that Florida's early voting period is over, both the Obama and Romney campaigns are setting their sights on high voter turnout for Election Day tomorrow. As Christine DeMattei tells us, a grassroots event in Broward County was President Obama's second stop in a one-day blitz of four battleground states yesterday.
Fired up, ready to vote was the chant of an estimated 23,000 Obama supporters crowded into the football field of Hollywood's MacArthur High School on Sunday. During his last Florida appearance before Election Day, the president admitted that the pace of the change he promised during his 2008 campaign has been slow.
But here's the thing, is you know I say what I mean and I mean what I say. I said I'd end the war in Iraq, I ended it. I said I'd pass health care reform, I passed it. I said I'd repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, we repealed it. I said we'd make sure the auto industry came back strong. It's come back strong.
Dwayne Shaw of North Lauderdale was one of thousands who stood in line for hours for a chance to hear the president speak. He says he plans to vote on Tuesday.
I'm actually very nervous. I'll be honest. I'm not confident at all. I think it's definitely going to be one of the closer elections that we've probably seen in a while.
Before the Broward County rally, the president campaigned in New Hampshire. Then it was on to Ohio and Colorado. Meanwhile, Republican challenger Mitt Romney had his own sprint through battleground states on Sunday, holding rallies in Iowa, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. Romney makes his final appeal to Florida voters today in Orlando. For WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Christine DeMattei.
The Miami-Dade Elections Office in Doral yesterday became a site of confusion and anger. Officials temporarily opened the office for 4 hours, allowing voters to cast absentee ballots. But a few hours after announcing that, officials shut down the temporary polling place. More than 100 people had already lined up to vote. Kimberly Gray was one of them. She says she was confused when one official started to lock the doors of the office.
We were being shooed away by some of the elections people here, telling us to go home. He was basically saying that we could wait here all day and he wasn't going to open up the door. There were a few people that were chanting, "We want to vote, we want to vote."
And voters were eventually let back in less than an hour later. Mayor Carlos Jimenez asked election officials to shut down the office. According to the mayor, Sunday voting was not approved. Jimenez and Governor Rick Scott have been opposed to creating more voting days for extending voting hours, even though lines were long at multiple hours long around the county this past weekend and throughout the early voting process. In sports, a battle of two of the NFL's top rookie quarterbacks. The Dolphins fall short yesterday in Indianapolis. They lose to the Colts 23-20. Indy's Andrew Luck broke the NFL single-game rookie record for throwing for 433 yards, outshining Miami's Ryan Tannehill. The Dolphins see their three-game win streak snapped, and they drop to 4-4 in the season with a home game against the Tennessee Titans next this coming Sunday. For more news, visit our website with packed full of information on the election at WLRN.org. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.